A similar charge for plastic bags exists in Wales, Northern Ireland and Scotland, but that seems to have had no influence on the critics. Similar efforts to regulate plastic bags have been put in place across the world. In 2002, Bangladesh became the first country to introduce a ban on thin plastic bags because of concerns that they were clogging drainage pipes and contributing to devastating flooding. In 2008, Rwanda banned plastic bags, helping to solidify its image as one of the most environmentally conscious nations in East Africa. In the United States, many communities have regulated or even prohibited the bags. Since 2007, they have been banned in nearly 100 municipalities in California, including Los Angeles. Only a tiny fraction of plastic bags are recycled. Plastic bags end up everywhere, stashed in cupboards, floating down canals, littering our streets or killing wildlife, Friends of the Earth, a British environmental group, said in a statement welcoming the new measure in England. The Taxpayers' Alliance, an anti-tax group, said the new measure would burden families struggling to get by. A 2030 study by the National Centre for Policy Analysis in Washington, which champions laissez-faire economics, argued that paper and reusable bags were worse for the environment than plastic bags when it came to energy and water use and to greenhouse gas emissions. "Every type of grocery bag incurs environmental costs," wrote the author of the study. Whatever the arguments, the charge has inspired a mix of applause, resentment, fear, and humour. Adapted from the New York Times, October 2015.